Living Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, your listening oasis in the e-commerce desert. Now, from the shifting sands that make up his brain, here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Be today's very first caller at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
Okay. Here's what happened.
What happened?
With my bench that I ordered.
Yeah.
So I found that if you click on contact seller, all these things come up. You know, it allows you to cancel the last one is cancel order. So I clicked on cancel order, and it said they will get back to you within 3 days. Well, thank God for the seller. The seller got back to me right away and said your order was canceled. Now I just sent the seller the email saying I'm rebuying it and why I canceled it to begin with. So that's how you get to the canceled thing.
There you go.
There you have it.
Fantastic.
Yes, and I'm going to rebuy the thing in just a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, on the break, right?
Yeah, on a break. You got it.
Just so you don't make that same mistake. So I had an interesting experience in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been selling mostly my cologne.
Right.
And I had 3 returns in a row. And because they're one-of-a-kind items, they're, you know, it's just a whimsy thing. So
the same or 3 different?
Oh, 3 different ones, yeah. One was, this doesn't smell like I thought it would. Okay, well then, there you go. It's a
Does this make my butt look big? Yeah. Go ahead.
Does this make your nose look stupid?
Exactly.
And these are rare and hard to find, and you know, I'm not worried about reselling them. And then the other one was, this isn't real. This doesn't smell anything like the bottle I have. Well, yeah, because the bottle you have is the old formulation. This is the new formulation, and they don't smell the same. So there's that.
And did you say it's the new formulation on your listing?
Yes.
Okay,
but
good.
It didn't make any difference.
Yeah.
So, and then the other one was, I like it, but it doesn't last on me. And that's always one that really makes me laugh because I don't know if you know this, and you've worn perfume in your mm-hmm. life. Is that the wearer of a fragrance, their nose becomes inured to the scent and you don't smell it anymore, but everyone else does. So I got 3 of them back within 2 weeks.
Wow.
But you know, it happens.
It happens. It's unusual for you.
Yeah, it is unusual. It makes me laugh a little bit, but what are you going to do?
Okay. You know what it's time for right now? eBetsy's latest brief. What do you have for us today, Betsy?
If you want your listing to catch a buyer's eye, a clear and well-lit gallery photo is half the battle. But the other half of the search results equation is the title. So front-load your titles with the most important keywords, such as brand, model name or number, size, color, and above all, the noun, i.e. what the item actually is. Do not say, for example, 8-inch solid Italian, 925 sterling silver, 9mm wide, curb-link chain men's bracelet. Nobody scanning down a page of search results is going to read your title all the way to the end just to find out what kind of 8-inch solid Italian 925 you're selling. Not going to happen. Instead, start off with men's curb chain bracelet, sterling silver. Then you can add 8 inches, 9mm wide Italian 925 solid. Always lead with the most crucial information. And remember, it doesn't have to read like a sentence. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you
so much, Betsy. That's a good one.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So we love for you to join us on the eBay Radio chat board during today's show. If you go to ebayradio.com and click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player that comes up. That'll take you through Community Sign-In back to the eBay Radio Group's homepage, and there you'll find today's chat board. It's now listed as the very first discussion post. And it has the words today and chat board right in the title, along with today's date. You can click on that thread to join in the chat. And remember, you must refresh your page to see new posts. It does not scroll automatically. So, Griff, I'm sorry you had those returns, my dear.
Yeah, well, it happens. I'm okay. I'm sure we'll.
But at the moment, you went, oh, poo. At least a little bit, right? I mean, you're not.
Well, I don't want people to be unhappy with what they buy.
No, no.
But, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
So we had an interesting, I wasn't going to say anything, but we had a moment this morning. And I shouldn't tell you this.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't know if he wants me to tell him.
Okay. You had a problem this morning.
Well, it was a heart stopper. But
did you have to take him in anywhere?
No, no.
Oh,
no,
okay,
no,
okay,
no.
Okay.
We have this new van. I shouldn't tell this story.
Go ahead.
We have this new van, you know, it's a mobility van, and it's got all these things for somebody who's handicapped. And eventually so we've ordered the hand controls and he'll be able to start driving himself. But the van has a side ramp that automatically comes out. Door opens, the ramp comes out. And he wanted to go to Walgreens and he wanted to go in, not me. He wanted to say, I feel like I need to show I can accomplish this. And he was facing in the other direction and he backed out before the ramp and fell over. It was horrifying. He's fine. He's fine. He was a little shook up, I think, but he's fine. I, on the other hand, was a mess.
I'm sure you were.
I was, you know, I do become Butterfly McQueen in these moments. And
really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get a little hysterical.
But you take action.
No, I stand there, clutch my pearls, breathing heavily and saying, help, help, somebody help us. There were two strong guys who came and helped pick him up and got him back on the scooter, but oh man, I was a mess.
Yeah, because you're not sure if he hurt himself.
Well, all I can think of is we got to go back to the hospital, and he was trying to get through a month without having to make another trip. So, whew, close call. He said, "I'll never do that again."
Yeah. Whoa, poor guy. I mean, the two of both of you, but I mean him. You know. But he's got guts, you know. He wants to keep going.
Yeah,
and that's right. this is the kind of person he is.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, one of the guys said to me, he went into the store. We got him in the thing. I'm sitting there, you know, hyperventilating and sobbing. And this one guy says, I got to tell you, I saw his face as he was backing out and I saw there was no ramp. The ramp hadn't come out yet. And I looked at his face and when he realized he was falling backwards, he had this look on his face like, oh jeez, what have I done now?
Yeah. Aww. Oh.
So that was just a story.
Give
nothing,
him my love. We all give
nothing.
Him our love on Facebook every day.
I
so,
know. Yeah.
You know, and don't feel uncomfortable telling these stories. We all love you, Griff.
Well,
everybody
I don't know if he
listening,
wants me to tell it.
And we know you guys, so you're friends. Even people that you don't know are your friends. Are your friends?
True. Yeah.
It's true. Hey, I'm just reading over the chat board, and CJ wrote, "When I came to eBay 20 years ago, I bought all of the pieces in my collection that were missing." But lo and behold, after discovering that eBay changed the supply and demand in the world, now I never have to buy because I'm afraid I'll never find it again. If it's not there today, it will be there soon. I just put it on a saved search on eBay, and eBay emails me when it's listed.
Well, it's amazing because I remember back 20 years ago when that disruption was really in full force, and the middlemen who – and I was a middle guy antique dealer for years, so I know what it's like. But they're – they're basically getting cut out of the market. They were not happy. This wasn't clear to me until I went to – we used to do antique shows. And I went to one as a attendee, not as a exhibitor. And I'd been working for eBay for about a year. And I brought some, like, collateral to hand out. Well, I was – you might think I had leprosy. No one wanted to come near me. And people had nasty things. That damn eBay! You're ruining my business! And the show manager said, you should put that stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And I hightailed it out of there after I spent some money. Which, of course, they were happy to take my money. But
well, of course.
They had an opinion.
Speaking of taking your money, that sale that's on today on eBay is good until 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, only 7 p.m. You got to buy some stuff now.
It's a $25 minimum purchase. But of course, like what I'm using it for is the big bench that was $239. I'm going to get it for what was it? $29 or something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to save a lot of money. And I've been looking for that, comes up in my feed every time, you know, that bench. Oh, I mean, yeah. On my main page, comes up all the time because I've been looking at it so long.
Don't you love that? You have something on your watch list, mm-hmm. that keeps, you haven't bought me yet.
Yep.
You haven't, you want to buy me? Hey, big girl. You want to buy me?
Yeah, as soon as I can get some money off, honey.
Yeah, I may be wide-eyed, but I'm not stupid.
So remember, it's 7 p.m. Pacific tonight. It ends. So it's 15% off almost everything, meaning it's a $25 minimum purchase. You have to put in the code P Springtime.
That's right.
P Springtime.
I pee in all four seasons.
And it's, yes, we do, thank God. And if you're not, you should see your doctor.
Right.
So, Betsy's got it written all in caps here. Does it have to be all in caps? P.S. Springtime, all in caps?
I don't know if it does, but it probably doesn't hurt.
If you go to ebay.com/springsavings, you can get the details.
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal. We don't do that
Oh, this is a big deal. Yeah. If you've been, you know, keeping on your watch list that wonderful $200, $300, $400 thing, even $100 and something, now's the time to buy it. That's for
now's
sure.
Now's the time.
So it says 15% off everything. Share with friends and family. P Springtime. That's it.
There you go. You can have some stuff and save some money, too. This open phone segment was sponsored by 6Fit Software. You're all in one platform. Give us a buzz at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com. Your e-commerce business has to be prepared to cope with change, but it can be a pain in the patootie. You need a listing tool that keeps up with changes in all of your selling channels. That tool is 6Bit Software. 6Bit's founder is John Slocum. He's the guy who invented the first ever eBay listing tool back in 1997, then went on to create Blackthorn. And one thing that hasn't changed in all those years, namely John's commitment to giving sellers what they need and want in a listing tool, including the ability to keep up with changes. But there's something that will never change. Whether you're posting your first listing or have hundreds of thousands of listings, 6Bit lets you manage your entire business your way, right from your desktop. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 400.
Forging bonds within the eBay community. Patty Coleman is known on eBay as top-rated seller Woohoo Depot and organizer of the SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group. Here's her tip on connecting with others.
You have to join in the networking. If you are just a lingerer, you're not going to get anywhere. So the first step would be on eBay. You've got the eBay community. There's a lot of groups on there that you could chat with whenever your specialty is. There's lots of seller Facebook pages where sellers can interact with each other and help each other and that kind of thing. You have to get involved. You have to ask questions so folks can help you. You have to stay positive. No complaining.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show whose merchandise volume is never gross. The host? That's another matter. Now, here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. We would love to hear from you at 888-RADIO-30. Again, 888-723-4630. We would love to hear from you.
So I tried to buy the bench again.
And?
On the break. And it said, you've already bought this bench. So I'm going to wait a little while longer and see what happens.
Wait, it didn't stop you from buying it?
Yeah.
Oh, it shouldn't have stopped you from buying it. That's not how that works.
Well, maybe it's a glitch. Maybe I should call Griff.
You don't have his number. I can't give it out to
guess
you.
Guess what, babe? I do.
No. You don't have it. Yeah, I don't,
I'll figure it out.
Leave it to eBay Radio, dude.
Really mess with your mind.
Yeah, you want to buy that bench? You can't. Sorry. Try harder.
Since you already bought it.
Yeah.
No place for me to click on to buy now either.
Yeah. Refresh the page.
I think it's a glitch.
Was it just a single item or were there
multiple?
It was
a single item.
Oh, that's the problem. So he has to relist it.
Well, he's got it. Oh, no, he had more than one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he had more than one.
So log out and log back in.
Well, you know, I want to make sure it's the same guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are several people selling this same bench.
Oh.
And I want to make sure since I put that seller through all that, I'm not going to buy it from somebody else now.
Yeah, that would be...
That would be mean.
That would be the cherry on the cake of his day.
Exactly. Here I got him all excited. Then I canceled and he went, oh, God.
Typical woman.
Then I wrote him an email and said I want to buy it again.
Yeah.
And why I had canceled. And now he must be happy. He's opening the champagne.
Don't pop that cork yet.
She can't find the way to buy it.
You're dealing with Lee. It's complicated.
Oh, so complicated. Hey, when we have open phone segments, if you can't call in today for whatever reason, maybe you're on your day job or you're just shy or whatever, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're live on the air. All you have to do is click the Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button, and we do our best to respond to every email we receive. We really do our best. So if you'd like to get into us and for some reason you don't want to call, you can always do it that way.
You could, yes.
We are happy to accommodate. So I was also reading over on the break that business of the augmented reality as far as the boxes are concerned.
Sure, yeah.
And it gives you a couple of more hints here that I wanted to give out.
Okay.
So let me get the first page of it, though. So
that would be smart.
Yeah. So basically, you go to sell on eBay.
Yes.
You click on sell on your cell phone. Okay.
Yeah.
You go to your eBay.
On your Android
cell phone.
You go
to your eBay Android cell phone app.
Yeah. iPhone users, sorry.
How often do we say that? Never.
Not often. Yeah.
That's right. So I'm in the eBay app, and I'm going to click on selling right now. Now, I do not see a way to do this at this point when I do that. So I'm thinking that my phone may be too old and may not have that AR thing on it.
I think
it's called AR Core.
I think you have to look at your phone settings. So, and you have to make sure you have the latest version of the app.
Right.
Right. So if you have to do both those things.
And then, you've got to identify the right surface, and it explains to you that you have to do it on a certain kind of surface so it won't be too much glare.
Yes.
It's got to be a non-reflective surface, like a wood tabletop, for instance. And then you move your phone around while pointing where you'll eventually place the item. And once you've identified the right surface, you place your item on it. And you begin trying on virtual boxes to see which one fits before making your shipping selection. Isn't that cool, Griff?
It's very cool. And it will help a lot of, especially new sellers. It'll help them make that choice.
You can tap where you want to place the box, use two fingers to rotate and try it on different sizes. You can even move around and inspect your item to find the right fit. And don't forget room for padding, by the way, when you do that. Try looking from the top, the front, the sides, and anything in between, and you can immediately see if your item sticks out the top or the side and pick another box. You find the right size box, and now you're ready to buy the right box to ship your item, and that feeling of completing a sale is all around sweet again. Or maybe you have the box already.
Yeah.
At home. And you know where this idea came from? Hack Week.
Hack Week.
Last July's Hack Week. So explain to us again what Hack Week is.
Well, it's, or Hackathon, Hack Week. I don't know. Maybe they've renamed
it. It was last July.
Yeah. When people, anyone in the company, who has an idea for a new feature or product can, enter it into the, for consideration. And then if it's given approval, then you can create demos, collaterals, and you set up a little booth at the event that's held here on campus. And employees, go through and look at all the different ideas, and they can vote on the ones that they like the most. And I believe this is, like you said, this was one from last year's hackathon. So these, this is a way for employee, ideas to bubble up into actual products.
Yay.
Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And this one's exciting. We'll be watching. I'm sure this is like in beta, right?
Yes, yes.
I mean, at this point. So it will be following that. And they also said on eBay Inc. today.
Yeah.
That this is just one of the many new AR experiences that eBay's creating this year to make shopping selling on eBay easier.
Oh, there'll be tons of stuff to look forward to with that. This open phone segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Coming up, buyer-focused feedback. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, global food for thought.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Easter falls on April 1st this year, and you'd be a fool not to take advantage of this springtime retail moment. List your most spring fresh inventory, such as anything flowered, pink, yellow, or green. Then hop on over to Promotions Manager and create some spring marketing campaigns. Send a codeless coupon for X% off certain items to repeat buyers and your store newsletter subscribers. If you don't usually offer free shipping, try it on selected listings. Consider bundling slow-moving or related items. If you're top-rated and or an Anchor Store subscriber, you've just received your Q2 promoted listing credit, so consider putting that to good use as well. Now get ready for an Easter parade of shoppers.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.